I'm so happy to say that next week on the show, Steve Dale's Other World, Melba Moore will be here, legendary actress and performer. I am excited about that. I'm excited to have this gentleman as guest as well. So Mayor Lori Lightfoot on Wednesday used a disputed parliamentary maneuver to stay off defeat of the volatile issue of how fast motorists can drive before getting a speed camera ticket in Chicago. That was one day after the City Finance Committee voted 16-15 to raise the ticketed threshold from 6 miles an hour over the posted speed to 10 miles an hour. Mayoral allies exercise their right to defer consideration of the higher threshold until the next meeting, which doesn't happen until July 20th. I believe Chicago 9th Ward Alderman Anthony Beal has been working on this for a couple of years now, maybe at this point in time. Hello, Alderman Beal. Welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you. So you and Alderman Ray Lopez stood up and said, wait, you want to do these other things? No, we're going to be very fancy and use these other parliamentary moves, and you're not getting anything done. Finally, some things did get done. It was like console wars from back in the day all over again. But you know what? I don't know you well, but I do know this, that the other aldermen consider you a reasonable guy and a classy guy, actually. This must have not been your intent to create a console war, I assume. But this is an issue that clearly is important to you, and I would argue most people who live in Chicago.
Well, let me just say, you know, I think the people are seeing that, you know, I have always been a person who stands up what I believe is right, what I believe is fair. And when I see somebody doing things wrong and doing things that are not fair, I have to stand up and let my voice be heard. And so this is a particular item that was not brought before the city council for a debate. It was done administratively to change the speed limit from 10 miles an hour down to 6. And we never had any debate on it. And so I've been trying to bring this to the floor for over a year just to be debated, just to be talked about. And the administration has been using her allies to send this to one committee to another, or defer and publish and just hold these things, and won't even let it come to the floor for a vote. And so finally, you know, we do have rules to bring things out of committee, and that's what I have done. It takes patience, but I've done it. And now it's coming to the floor, and the mayor, this last maneuver that she used was totally against our rules and regulations, because you cannot defer an item twice. And so, you know, I've been in office for 23 years now, and I've never seen an item deferred twice. And so this was a move that she did, and I raised up and said, you know what, this is another illegal maneuver that you're using to defer and publish this item, and it's not right. And so, you know, again, she had the gavel, and she said, we're not even debating this, we're moving on. And so I'm just tired of the dictatorship that we have been under for the last 3 years. You know, without having things being debated and trying to silence people, not having a voice. We have 50 aldermen that are duly elected by their constituents, and their voices need to be heard. And this administration doesn't want any opposition, doesn't want people to voices to be heard. And I tell you, that's a dictatorship. That's not a democracy.
Is it worse than Emanuel's administrations?
Well, I can tell you, I was able to, you know, I fought Rahm on the taxi cab issue. With Uber and Lyft when they first came into the city, and, you know, just to bring fairness. And me and Rahm could fight, but yet at the end of the day, we could go out and have a beer together and laugh and talk because, you know, just because we're on the wrong side of an issue doesn't mean we can't get along. It has nothing to do with personalities. This administration, it's all about personalities. It's all about, you know, it's my way or the highway, and they don't want any opposition, and they don't want anybody speaking up on behalf of anything other than what she wants.
And I want to make a point of something you said. This isn't only about the issue we're talking about, which I want to talk more about, and that's the speed cameras, but it's really about, and it's not only about Alderman Beal, it's if you disagree, I believe what you're suggesting is if you disagree with the mayor on any issue, and she feels strongly about it, good luck.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I was on a Zoom call with the mayor, and when she told the Black Caucus that if you don't vote for my budget, don't ask me for SHIT. And she meant that. But my thing is, just because I disagree with you, don't hurt my community. Don't try to take resources away from my community that they're supposed to be getting. That's not right. And that's what happens. And that's why you see a lot of aldermen not speaking up, because they feel that she's going to take resources away from them. But if we all stand up for what's right, you'll still get the resources, because that's what our body is built and governed to do. We're the checks and balances. We're supposed to be a strong council, weak mayor, and it's totally opposite of what, you know, our Constitution stands for. And so I'm just standing up to try to right the wrongs, and you see what's happening in this city. The city is up for grabs. The city is dirty. The city is not clean. We have graffiti everywhere. We have high weeds everywhere. The police are being worked overtime. We're losing control of, you know, the police department, the schools. And so we're in a dire situation, and we need more people to stand up in order to right the wrongs that's going on in this city.
I take it you're not a fan of Lori Lightfoot.
Well, let me just say, I was one of five aldermen that supported the mayor when she first got in office. And as soon as she got in office, she decided that she didn't need anybody's counsel. She didn't need anybody's recommendations. She didn't need anybody's teamwork. She said she had a mandate. And I told her, well, how's that working for you right now?
Well, you know, when she was running for office, she said, one of the things I want to do is I want to move, I think she called it aldermanic privilege. And to a lot of the general public, that sounded great. It sounded great because of aldermen that have gone to jail. It sounded great because of specifically Ed Burke. It sounded great because of our history that in some cases, aldermen would do things that are way beyond what the capacity of an alderman ever should be. Mm-hmm. Having said that, has she gone way too far? You know what? In your ward, you know where the traffic is or isn't, and you know what stoplights should go up. That should not be a matter of, in my opinion, the mayor's office. How could they possibly, now they come out and do studies, yada, 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 and some mm-hmm. of that makes sense. But you know, if you live there, what's going on? You know that the garbage over there isn't being picked up. You mentioned weeds. You know that empty lot has a lot of crime going on. Or you know that empty lot has weeds that are now higher than I am. You know, they're 12 feet high. You know all that, but yet aldermen, and the public doesn't know this, and I'd like you to talk about it for a moment, aldermen don't have anymore the ability to even put in, say, a crosswalk where someone was hit by a car the week before.
Well, I mean, you hit it on the head. The mayor said one thing when she was coming into office, and, you know, to try to take away automatic prerogative only means one other thing, mayoral prerogative. And I don't think the people want the mayor and her administration dictating what goes on out here in these communities. Now, yes, aldermen have gotten in trouble. Aldermen have gone to jail. But there's other ways and other means in which we can right the wrongs and still accomplish, you know, the goal of not having aldermen just have a heavy hand on everything that goes on. But at the same time, you cannot negate the fact that the aldermen are duly elected by their constituency to represent the people in their ward. And so to go against that means you're going against the wishes of the community. And every 4 years, we have to go through a test whether or not the people appreciate us standing up and fighting for our community, or if you're not doing it, they have an option to vote against you. And so, you know, you want to have some type of automatic prerogative, because that's what the people are electing their aldermen for.
Well put. Several texters agree with you here. One is saying she preached transparency when she ran for office. She's been the worst, actually, when it comes to transparency. You don't have to comment on that, only because I've got to do this thing called break for commercials. But I want to get back to the speed cameras, an issue which we didn't fully discuss. And so much more with the very shy alderman, Anthony Beal from the 9th Ward. He doesn't say what he thinks at all. We'll be right back on WGN. Steve Dale's Other World on WGN. Lots of text coming in, particularly about the speed limit issue. So city officials do credit. I'm talking with Alderman Anthony Beal of the 9th Ward. City officials credit 162 speed cameras with reducing The number of severe crashes by 13% in 2021 as compared to 2020, preventing 36 people from being seriously injured or killed. In 2021, traffic crashes killed 174 people in Chicago, a 15% increase as compared to 2020. That is data from the Chicago Department of Transportation. So the other side of this coin is, well, we really are preventing accidents and illness and maybe as a result, potential deaths as well, Alderman.
Well, let me just say that number that they gave you for the 174 fatalities in the city of Chicago, not one of those fatalities were around a speed camera, not within a mile of a speed camera. And if that's, you know, their argument, they decreased it last year down to 6 miles an hour and the numbers went up. So if it's working, numbers should be going down and not up. And so their argument didn't work. And when we blew holes in their argument, that's when they turned around and said, well, you know, we need that money for this. We need that money for that. So it became more about the money than it became about public safety. But the last 3 years, it's about public safety. And so now that we've blown holes and have actually had a hearing on this issue, now they're turning it saying, well, we need the resources. Now we need the money. You know, you can't have the argument both ways. And so, you know, my thing is, yes, the city of Chicago needs the money. However, these tickets are disproportionately on the backs of black and brown people. And when the mayor campaigned that, you know, she was going to reduce fines and fees and she was going to do all this is totally counterproductive than what she campaigned on. Now, my thing is, and I need to be real clear, because they're also trying to make the argument that we're trying to increase the speed limit. That is not the case. We're trying to put the speed limit back to where it was before you got a violation, before you got a ticket. We are not increasing the speed in these areas whatsoever. So they're still trying to cloud the issue by saying we're trying to increase the speed, and that is not what we're trying to do here. We have, since they moved the speed limit from 10 to 6, the city of Chicago has brought in $59 million in just 10 months. $59 million. The number of tickets have tripled. The amount of revenue being brought in has tripled. Now, this administration is starting to give away ring cameras and giving away all these, you know, gas cars and giving away this, giving away that. Why not give the people some relief that are trying to go back and forth to work, trying to drop their kids off at daycare, trying to go back and forth to the grocery store and things like that? These fines and fees are ridiculously, disproportionately affecting the city of Chicago.
Indeed. And, you know, we had Alderman O'Shea in the studio last week, and he agreed with what I'm about to say, which is that you can commit a felony, literally, and be back out on the street. Carjack someone. You're back out on the street. If you go through one of these speed cameras, yeah, you're back out on the street, but you are in trouble. And should you not pay that fine or become unaware of that legitimately, you are in bigger trouble than if you were a carjacker just about.
Well, let me tell you, once you start getting hit with $100 here, $35 here, another $35, another $100, you know, some people have gotten tickets in the same spot the same day, you know. And so, you know, it's ridiculous. And we're just trying to change it and give the people some relief, because it's not about public safety. This is strictly a revenue grab, and we need to right this wrong.
And there is so much more to talk about with you. I wish we had more time to do that. Hopefully you'll come back at some point. Alderman Beal, I have one more question for you. Are you running for mayor?
I am not running for mayor, you know, but if somebody decides to say, here, Alderman Beal, here's $20 million. You've just hit the jackpot. Then we might have a different story. But until then, Alderman Beal is definitely running for re-election of Alderman of the Ninth Ward.
Or I could tell the Alderman to pick up a lottery ticket somewhere, I suppose. I don't know. Alderman Beal, former dog trainer, so you know I'm a fan of yours. Thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate your time.
Not a problem. Thanks so much for having me.